Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus,
oh, 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 oh.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening and God bless you, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and it truly blesses me to be able to welcome you all here tonight for another installation of All Nations Bible Study with your anointed host, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Hallelujah. Now, Apostle Flowers is the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She works tirelessly in the trenches for the Most High God, and she is truly someone that I am blessed to call my co-laborer and my friend. So please, my brothers and sisters, retrieve your Bibles, retrieve something to write with and to write on, and receive your anointed facilitator for this evening. Hallelujah. Our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I see others are coming on. I just got a note. Okay. Amen. God bless you, everyone that's on tonight. I really have been looking forward to this lesson. Tonight, I did get some news that kind of made my heart a little heavy, but I thank God that his grace is sufficient. One of my cousins is, they feel that she's transitioning. But we know God, she knows God, and I know that God's grace is sufficient because he said so. And we know that whatever he says is the truth. Amen. So we're going to go on. The lesson, again, is God's riches at Christ's expense. And so we're going to talk about some of the things tonight that will allow us to know that God's riches are really at Christ's expense. With all that we have received of him came by way of Jesus Christ giving up his life. The Father God gave his only Son so that we could live and have eternal life and peace in Christ Jesus. I'm going to have a brief word of prayer, and we're going to go right on into the study. Father God, we come to you tonight lifting you up and praising your name because you are so worthy to be praised. We thank you and we honor you. We respect you. Hallelujah. For all that you are. And all that you do for us, your children. I pray, Lord, that if there's any need for forgiveness, that we come to you asking for forgiveness tonight. I ask the Lord that if there's anything in me that's displeasing to you, that you would move it out in the name of Jesus, that I may go forth in a righteous way, sharing your word and sharing about you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. We know that through God's grace, we have so much. We have, okay, first of all, we have salvation. We are saved by his grace. Amen. And I'm going to just, I'm looking for one of my notes right now because I wanted to share something in particular before we got all the way into it. But we know that we have been saved by grace. We know that Jesus loves us. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is why he died for us. No one else could do that but him because he was perfect. Amen. There was no evil found in him. None. Amen. Praise God. So he did what he did on Calvary for us so that we could be saved, so that we could have eternal life in Christ Jesus. And not only that, but blessed us with all good things. Amen. Hallelujah. And last week I just kind of shared some of the things that we have. It is so much that you can't, it's hard to even bring it all out in the way that we would like to, but also it's a lot to take in as well because by his grace, we have so much. praise God, we have his divine favor. Amen. We have his righteousness. We have been redeemed. We have been, we have restoration through him. We have been reconciled through Christ Jesus. He's our resurrection so that we also can be resurrected. He also revives us. He gives us rest. He raises us up. Hallelujah. And he also makes us to be royal in him, because when we got saved, we joined into the royal family. We were accepted by the royal family. Hallelujah. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And that's what makes us royalty. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we have the Holy Spirit. Our Holy Spirit teaches us. Our Holy Spirit leads and guides us. Our Holy Spirit brings things to our remembrance that we need to remember. Amen. Holy Spirit is our teacher, third person of the Trinity I'm talking about. He teaches us God's way. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. I'm going to share some a little bit more here. Okay. As new creations, we no longer have to be defined by who we were before salvation, because we all were born in sin, in need of a Savior. Praise God. We exhibited ungodly behavior and all of that, but it takes God to change us. We all struggle with some kind of ungodly behavior, some form or another. Amen? But we know that sin is sin. And Jesus came to save, hallelujah, not to condemn, but he came to save us from our sins. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And all because of his love. Thank you, Jesus. And by knowing Jesus, we don't have to fear anything, because the word of the Lord says that there is no fear in love. And he is, you know, and it also says, but perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So, you know, we don't have to fear anything. God blesses us, and he takes care of us. You know, we just have to allow him to do so. We have to allow him to transform us, to make the changes in our lives that need to be done. Thank him for coming into my life one day and saving me from my sins. Hallelujah. Bringing me out of my ungodliness and allowing me to know that I could live, hallelujah, without sinning, that I could change it, because he made it possible. Amen. Hallelujah. And that change for any of us, all of us, is made possible. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus Christ, we have been set free to live in a way that is pleasing to God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So once we have been changed, and our flesh has changed, because prior to accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, we lived by our flesh. Okay, whatever flesh decided to do, that was what we wanted to do. But it took Jesus to come into our lives and make that change in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that the acts of the flesh are no longer a part of us. Amen. But even if we did, even in our not wanting to sin, even if we did, we have a God that we can come back to, and we can ask him to forgive us all over again. Amen. Hallelujah. We can come before him and repent and start back over where we left off. So there's no excuses for us not to be without him. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, back to talking about fear. And I'm talking about fear. I share about fear because there are so many people that have so much fear in their lives, and we need to allow them to know that they don't have to live in fear, that they can walk by faith, have faith in God, trust him no matter what's going on in your life. Praise God. You don't have to be afraid or terrified because of the enemy's tactics or someone else talking about you or coming against you. We don't have to worry about that, praise God, when you're wrapped up in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And he says in his word, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. So the key is to trust, always trust in him. The key, that's the key to overcoming fear and any anxieties that we might be confronted with. Amen. Hallelujah. So we when we're in Christ Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight. We have not seen him. No one has really seen him. Hallelujah. But by faith, we accept him. Amen. By faith, we accept God. Hallelujah. We don't have to have seen him in order to believe. Just believe him for the work's sake that you know about. Believe him for what you already know he has done. Amen. Hallelujah. The fact that he died on the cross, you know, that lets us know that he really loved us, because he not only did he die, but he went through a lot of suffering prior to his death. All right? And then Jesus died. Okay, he was buried, and but Jesus rose on the third day. There's no one else that can do that, that can die and then rise again on their own power in 3 days. No one. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's why he was chosen to die for us. Hallelujah. Because he was sinless. Praise God. We can't save anybody, but God can. Amen. Hallelujah. He can. Praise God. And he has, and he does, continues to save, because he's the one that really is responsible for our salvation. Amen. Okay, let's see. I have something else here that I want to share. Where is it? Okay. You know, before we came to Christ and was, you know, accepted him into our lives, we were condemned, okay? We were separated, rejected, alienated. And these are all very unpleasant experiences, but we did face those, praise God, hallelujah. And because we were isolated from God, you know, our own choices, you know. But, you know, even when we're isolated from others that we love and care about, that's bad enough. But when we're isolated from God, alienated from the Lord, it's much worse. It's tragic. So we want to make sure that we have a relationship with him. So, I'm reading my notes. As vital as it is, our relationship with God is to our own well-being, and we should let nothing stand in the way of that. In our thoughts, our attitudes, our behavior, we have all violated his commands, okay, in some time or another. And I'm sorry. we'll ignore that. Somebody's trying to call. Anyway, that it lets us know that in about our sin, we have all fallen short from the glory of God, separated from him. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is known as sin, and it has a penalty, and death is the penalty. Okay, and that means separated from God eternally. Amen. So we want to have that life. Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And that's what we really want. We want, and that's what he wants for us. Amen. So we want to stay with God. You know, when we accept him, you know, we want to stay in God's will and be obedient and walk upright before God and do the things that he gives you to do, because we all have a purpose. Everyone has a purpose to fulfill. Praise God. Everybody. He is the one that calls us. He's the one that qualifies us. He's the one that gives us gifts. We have gifts and calling and talents. And God uses us in that way. Amen. If we continue to stay connected with him. Jesus lived a perfect life, all right? But he took all of our iniquity upon himself and died a gruesome death on the cross. No longer are we condemned for our wrongs once we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus paid our penalty for our sins and gave us his righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. We couldn't make our own selves right. We needed him to do so. Salvation, which is available to anyone who believes in Jesus and receives God's remarkable gift of grace, results in reconciliation to the Father. And this way, faith in Christ ends to our alienation and our condemnation, and it opens the door to eternal life with God. Amen. And that's what he came. That is the reason why he came, to save us from our sins, and not just save us so that we could live or just exist, but to have that eternal life forever and be forever with him. So I thank God for that. I really do. Thank God. So we have been miraculously transformed after trusting Christ as being our Savior. So, but sometimes mankind still struggles with sin, okay? And it tells us and talks about that in Ephesians 4 and 24. I'm going to go to that right now. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Okay. Ephesians 4, 24 says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. That's where we get our righteousness from. Our righteousness is from God. Hallelujah. And then with him, we can walk in true holiness. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can be. We can be. Because when we allow God to make the changes in our lives, and not just when we first accept him as our Lord and Savior, but continually throughout our lives, that we allow him to do what's necessary in our lives to make us, hallelujah, and mold us and shape us into what he would have us to be. Because we are the clay. He is the potter. And so we have to realize that he is our maker. And we can go forth with all of his attributes, the attributes of Christ. Because the more we learn about him, the more we want to be like him. Okay? I'm sure some of you have experienced that. The more we get into God, hallelujah, and the more we learn about him, the better our relationship becomes with him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the better person we become. And I thank God, you know, for that too. So you know, we learn to grow in him and mature in him and accept his ways, not our ways, because we don't want to lean toward our own understanding, but we want God to show us, to help us along the way. And we can have that. We can go to God in prayer, and we can ask him anything, anything that we want to know, anything that we are unsure of. We can go to him and ask him. Just ask him. The Bible says, ask, and you shall receive. Okay? Hallelujah. See? Hallelujah. And you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have everything in Christ Jesus. And all of that, all that we have is wrapped up in his grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when I say we have his riches, we have Christ's riches, I'm not talking about just financial, okay? Although we have that as well. He provides for us. He allows us to work and earn money, all right? Sometimes money is given to us. Hallelujah. He just blesses us in so many ways. That's his grace. Hallelujah. That's his riches that he gives us because he owns everything. Everything belongs to God. We couldn't operate without him. We couldn't live without him. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful that my life is wrapped up in Christ Jesus. I wouldn't want it any other way. Now, before we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we really didn't know that what all we did have in him. But as we go along, hallelujah, learning more about him, getting into the word, studying his word, we learn more about him. Amen. And we learn to follow him. We learn to trust him. We learn to obey him. We learn to love him. We learn to love God because he is love. And then as we love God, we also love his people. Amen. If the love of God is not in us, it's hard to love anyone else, even ourselves. Praise God. But thank God for the love that he extended toward us. Hallelujah. So that we could have his love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's see. There's some scriptures that I wanted to share. Let's see. Okay, let me find them. Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Second Corinthians 5. Okay, and we're going to start with 17 verse, and we're going to leave a little in there. Okay. Chapter 5 in 2 Corinthians, starting with the 17th verse, says, "There is therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Amen. Praise God. I touched on it a little bit ago, but that brings it out even more so. And the 19th verse says, "To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto him, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." Hallelujah. "For he has made him to sin for us. Okay? That's Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he has made him to be sin for us. Not that he was sinning. He didn't come to sin, okay? But he came to cover our sins. Hallelujah. And free us of our sins. That's what he did. And then, hallelujah, he did all of that so that we would be made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. In him. Amen. So therefore, we can walk in righteousness because of him. All right? Hallelujah. Because we're following him, we're trusting him, we're believing him to help us. Because doing the things that God will give us, each of us to do in the body of Christ, we still need his help. Hallelujah. We still can't do everything just on our own. We still need God to show us, to help us, to lead us, you know, in the way of righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's not from us, but that is altogether from him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to read 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, starting with the 8th verse. I'm just going to read a couple of verses. It says in the 8th verse, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." So see, no matter what he gives us to do, we still rely on him to help us to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says God is able to make all grace abound toward you. That means that, you know, he came so that we could have the abundance. So it's telling us here in this scripture that we will always have all sufficiency in all things. Okay? Abound to every good work. So whatever we do, God is going to help us to accomplish it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to go any further there. Praise God. But we can depend on him. It's letting us know that we can depend upon him because his grace is already sufficient. Okay? Praise God. And everything that we need comes from him. Everything. Everything. Because God is the maker of everything. When he called the world into existence, it was void. There was nothing. There was nothing. And he called this entire world into existence. So everything that was made by him. Everything. Hallelujah. Man came along and abused the things that God made and did what they wanted to do. But there was nothing on this earth that man made. God made everything. Hallelujah. So we belong to him, okay? Everything belongs to him. And that's why we can rely on him for anything and everything that we might possibly need. We can rely on God for it. Hallelujah. And we can trust him. Praise God. Okay. And let's see. Okay, this I'm going to read 1 Peter chapter 1, and I'm going to start with the 18th verse. And it says, "For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers," those of the past, you know, our forefathers and, you know, all of that. But, 19th verse says, "But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah. And Jesus was that lamb without blemish, without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, for us. Amen. And the 21st verse says, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another. Okay, that's a command. see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Hallelujah. And the 25th verse says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. God's word is infallible. God's word is true. God's word does what he sends it out to do. It accomplishes what he wants done. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word is powerful. The Bible says sharper than a two-edged sword. That's pretty sharp. Amen. Hallelujah. But the word of God blesses us. The word of God corrects us. The word of God refines us. The word of God strengthens us. We have all of that through his word. Hallelujah. We're fed through the word of God. Hallelujah. We're washed, hallelujah, and cleansed through the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's see. I'm going to go over here to first. We're in 1 Peter. We talked about this before. I'm going to read it again. That and this is the ninth verse in first. That's 1 Peter, the second chapter. The ninth verse says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Praise God. And it talks about we should show forth praises, and I wanted to share a little bit on that tonight about our if I can find it, I want to share that about praising God, because that's part of our commitment to Christ. That is part of the reason why we were made. Amen. Hallelujah. To praise him, to lift him up, to acknowledge the fact that we are blessed in Christ Jesus, to acknowledge the fact that he did what he did for our sakes. And so we want to honor him and give him the praise. So I have a little something to share. If I find it, I will read it. And it all has to do with praises. Hallelujah. Yeah, here it is. Okay. It says how we need to really consider God's many blessings, his many riches, his blessings, his favor. Praising the Lord is a critical part of our relationship with Jesus Christ. It basically involves thanking him for the many blessings that we have in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And in doing so, we're recognizing his goodness and also recognizing the fact that he's limitless. All right? Praise God. He reveals himself to mankind. And we'll maybe the next lesson next week, we'll talk more about revelation and how God reveals himself to mankind. But when we come to him and praise him and communicate with him through prayer, it pleases the heart of God. Praise God. Okay. And the book of Psalms gives us many, many examples of how to express gratefulness to God. And I'm just going to read some of these, and then I'm going to prepare to close in about 5 minutes.
That's fine.
It says, okay, one of them is it's found in Psalm 27, verse 1, talks about the rock, him being the rock of our salvation. Amen. So we want to praise Jesus for being the rock of our salvation. And then we want to praise God for his word and the benefits, his benefits. Praise God. And that's found in Psalm 119, verses 7 and 8, verses 14 through 16. And then give praise for the name of the Lord and for his being renowned. Psalm 113, verses 1 through 3. We want to praise him for the great things that the Father has done and for the ways he delivered us, his people. And then we want to praise him for the way God blesses those that follow him. We want to praise him for the grace and the mercy that he extends to mankind. We want to praise him for the creative power that he has. Hallelujah. And for what he has made. We serve a creative God. Amen. Hallelujah. He made us. Amen. That's a lot of creativity. Amen. Making man, making human, mankind. And then we want to praise him for the unity of believers. Psalms 133, verses 1 through 3. We want to praise him even in the midst of our trials and our tribulations. Psalms, the ninth chapter, verses 1 through 20. And then we want to just praise God with our whole heart, with our entire being. And we want to express joy when we praise him. So that takes us to Psalm 150. Amen. So with that, I had a couple of questions. What impact do your words of gratitude have on those that are around you? And what do you think the impact is when we show gratitude toward God? Hallelujah. How does it affect other people? And how do you think that our praises affect God, the Father? Amen. The Bible says he inhibits the praises of his people. So brings joy to the Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it also blesses us. You know, when we praise God, it stirs up our soul. Hallelujah. And it brings joy within us. And we begin to praise God no matter where you are, no matter what you're thinking about, no matter what's tugging at you or bothering you. When you begin to praise God, it lifts you as well.
Yes.
Amen. So Amen. It's a blessing. It's a blessing in praising God all the way around. Amen. And do we thank him? Do we thank him for extending his mercy and grace toward us? We know that he has extended his mercy and grace throughout the world, but, you know, when you look at it individually, just think about the times that God really had mercy on you, and you knew he did, you know, okay? When we didn't deserve it, we had it. We still had it. Hallelujah. He extended his mercy and his grace toward us when we did not deserve it. And And then the other question is, have we praised the Lord today? Have you praised him? Have you taken a moment to just think about the ways that God has blessed you?
Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Even on just this day, hallelujah, and how he has blessed your life continually.
Yes.
And sometimes we just need to take time and just reflect on the thing, you know. And I was just thinking about even just, you know, today, how the Lord blessed me, some things I needed to do, I had to do, was expecting to do, and I was able to accomplish them. And then I got blessed with someone came through and brought a whole crate of fresh strawberries. I was excited. It didn't just bless us, but I had other people to come and get some.
Amen.
And so they were blessed, you know, and it just kind of, I was thanking the Lord for that, because there he does things for us that, you know, we don't deserve. He does things for us that we aren't even expecting sometimes. He just brings favor, okay? He gives us favor. I call that part of grace favor. You know, when you're not even expecting anything at all, and all of a sudden it shows up at your door. And I could go on and on about, like we all could, about on and on about all the things that he does for us, because he blesses us every day, day by day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He gives us so much. We have so much in him. Praise God. And when I talk about God's riches at Christ's expense, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing all of his benefits. I'm seeing all of the blessings. I'm seeing his favor. You know, I'm seeing our basic needs met. I'm seeing the desires of our hearts being met. You know, I'm seeing God use us for his glory. That's a blessing in itself. When we can set aside ourselves and be a blessing to others, that's a blessing, because it shows that God has blessed you, extended his blessings upon you, so that you are able to bless somebody else. Amen. Hallelujah. So it behooves us to just reflect, you know, on his many blessings, grace, to reflect on his riches, and just think about what those riches are. You have your families. You have your children. Praise God. God has provided so much. And even when we think about the tangible things, they came from God. You know, he made everything. Everything that was made by him. Okay? Hallelujah. Man took it and made things that man needed. God gave us a creative mind to create things that would be for our own good. Okay? He provided transportation by way of cars and other vehicles and houses to live in, and, you know, just all kinds of things. You know, when we think of things in the natural, we have that. What if we didn't have a lot of those things in the natural? Okay? God provided them, and we need to thank him. We need to praise him. We need to honor, give him glory, because the glory belongs to him. Amen. And he wants to bless us more and more. And we'll talk about that in the next lesson. Amen. We serve a God that never runs out.
Amen.
He has more than enough. And he gives us more than enough. Amen. So that we can share. Amen. God bless you. I hope you got something out of this. And we'll share more next time. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Back in the hands of Apostle Shirley and Cook.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, once again, another wonderful, wonderful teaching. Now, if you're sitting in the studio and you would like, you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, kindly press your 1 on your keypad. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. I do know that we have Sister Melanie in the house with us tonight. Would you like to have a word, Sister Melanie?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly to the throne of grace, Father God. We thank you for all that you have said, done, and thank you for your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that will set us free, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the honor and the glory and the praise that you most deserve, Father God, because there is no one like you, Lord Jesus. There's no one that died on the cross like you did. There's no one else that can save us like you saving us, Father God.
Right.
Help us all, Lord Jesus. Touch everyone that doesn't believe, Father God, because you are real.
Yes.
You are true. You shed your blood. And no one else has done what you've done, Father God. And we thank you and we give you the honor and the praise and the glory that is much deserved. Thank you, Jesus, and we love you and we give you the honor and praise in Jesus' precious and holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, dear sister. Hallelujah. Prayer is always
You're welcome.
Good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You're very welcome.
Well, thanks to God. You have indeed been listening to All Nations Bible Study with Apostle Zeta Flowers. We pray that you will just continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah, because we truly do have something for everyone. So on behalf of Apostle Zeta Flowers and myself and our sister Melanie, we just want you to know that we want you to continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and
Amen.
God bless you from all of us here at All Nations and the Spirit Alive Network. Good night, beautiful family. Blessings.
Good night.
God bless you.
Blessings
Good night.
To you. And love.
And blessings to you as well.
Amen.